From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is urging a nation still in the throes of high unemployment and concerns over the fate of health care to hang on to their common beliefs in humanity.
Amid the storm of public debate, with our 24/7 news cycle, in a town like Washington that's consumed with the day-to-day, it can sometimes be easy to lose sight of the eternal. So on this Easter weekend, let us hold fast to those aspirations we hold in common as brothers and sisters, as members of the same family, the family of man.
The president, in his weekly address, also touched on some of his highest domestic priorities, echoing a commitment to job growth, better health care, and investment in education. The GOP address, meanwhile, takes aim at President Obama's plan to overhaul the country's financial regulatory system. Congressman Kevin McCarthy of California says ongoing taxpayer assistance to faltering financial giants will just make matters worse for average Americans.
Putting taxpayers on the hook for more bailouts will not revive our struggling economy. It will only compound the pain for struggling small businesses and for families who played by the rules, lived within their means, and acted responsibly.
McCarthy is a member of the House Financial Services Committee. In Britain, lawmakers say that the banking crisis might have been less severe if there had been more women in the boardroom. Larry Miller has details from London.
The report by the House of Commons Treasury Committee says male banking chiefs became caught up in so-called groupthink, where they didn't challenge the poor decisions which brought the British banking system to the brink of collapse. The report suggests women are more risk-averse, which might have had a moderating effect on decisions taken. The committee chairman says women might have argued against the macho mindset, and that diversity at the top is a way to challenge this potentially dangerous groupthink. What's more, the report, Women in the City, also says women make far less than men in the UK financial sector, around 20% less, from entry level to director level. The banks are accused of doing little to deal with the pay gap and the low number of women in the boardroom. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Thousands of rescuers in China are working feverishly to free more than 150 miners who've been trapped underground for about a week now. Now, the first group of rescuers and divers enter that flooded Chinese mine, but they return within hours today and call the situation underground very difficult. There were reportedly no further signs of life after tapping was heard yesterday. In Iraq, at least 25 people are reported dead, five of them women, in a southern suburb of the capital. Gunmen dressed as soldiers are suspected in the attacks. This is NPR News. A lot of people around Cranston, Rhode Island, are still spending this weekend cleaning up from flooding that the state's governor said was the worst in his state's history. However, life is slowly returning to normal. Major roads have been reopened. Authorities say some of the shellfish beds closed due to sewage overflows were supposed to reopen as well. But the main river in Cranston that caused the flooding may not drop below its banks until tomorrow at the earliest. Homeowners who use tainted Chinese drywall are now being advised to gut their property to make sure they're safe. Eileen Fleming has more from member station WWNO.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission says homeowners should take out the drywall as well as other systems behind the walls that contain corrosive chemicals. The recommendation includes getting rid of all electrical wiring, circuit breakers, fire alarm systems, and gas pipes. Tens of thousands of homes contain drywall imported from China during the housing boom and massive rebuilding efforts in the Gulf Coast after a series of hurricanes. Some claim it's made them sick. A federal judge in New Orleans could also come up with methods to solve the problems listed in consolidated lawsuits. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
One Ohio community is mourning the death of a 17-year-old football star recently recruited to play for Notre Dame. Students at St. Xavier High in Cincinnati held a vigil last night following word that senior Matt James had died while on spring break in Florida. Police say that he fell off a hotel balcony. The teen's family was apparently notified during a birthday party. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.